Cupcake Podcast. As always, I'm your main host, Shannon. Joining me this week is my co-host, Mamat. Mamat, say what's up to the people.
Green Beam.
You know, I got no notes on that one. That was apropos. That was apropos, sir. So, for those of you who were not tuning in last week, this week we will be reviewing, and I got to say this slow because I always screw it up, SSSS Gridman. But before we dive into that, we have the article of the week. This one comes from filmstories.co.uk, and it's about Funimation. Yes. So as many of you know, I'm sure everyone knows by now, Funimation will be officially shutting down soon. And Funimation used to have a policy that if you purchased anime on Funimation, you owned a digital copy that you could watch on Funimation forever, regardless of whether or not you were paying your subscription. But since technically Sony owns Funimation purchased Crunchyroll, and they've merged the two, that is no longer going to be true. You no longer will have access to these animes that you have purchased. And I know you can't see me, but there's air quotes going on here that you have purchased. So technically, you didn't purchase them. You were renting them. So the article basically is discussing this as just kind of bringing it to people's attention kind of thing. But I want to talk about what this means for the future.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we've all – I'm an old man at this point. I call myself an old man. Too old, goddamn. Too old.
Oh, my.
But I remember a time when you bought something, you owned the thing, okay? When I was growing up, you bought the thing, you owned the thing.
Yes.
There was no, you need a license. Oh, you need a subscription. Oh, you need the internet. None of that existed. If I bought a video game, I owned that game. I could do whatever I wanted to with that game within legal reason.
Mm-hmm.
And there was nothing that anyone could do about it.
Yeah.
If I wanted to sell that game, I could. If the console went out of, the company went out of business, I could still play the game. I owned it. Same with movies, anime, music, everything. But now that we are turning towards this all digital future, where we're not even going to be releasing a lot of stuff on physical media, major companies like Best Buy is talking about phasing out all physical media, things like that.
Mm.
You now get these situations where you are purchasing something, and again, I'm using the air quotes, to own it, but you don't actually own it. You can take something like a famous situation of this was Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, the video game. People would buy this game on Xbox, and then when it was pulled from Xbox's store, you couldn't download it again. So you could own it, but if you deleted it, you couldn't get it back.
Yes.
And now we have games that only work if their servers are active. We have games that you can't play if you're not connected to the internet. What are you really owning? And is this the way we want things? Do we want the future to go for things like anime, where I own the full series of Yu Yu Hakusho? They just go come and tell me, oh, well, you don't have a subscription, so you can't watch it no more.
Yes, I mean,
this is not looking good.
We are going towards this future, but what else can we do about it? Same goes with Nintendo, right? The infamous Nintendo store. If you bought something from that store, with the old console or something like that, you cannot access it anymore. I mean, should we bring back the old physical media? Or should we change the way how digital purchasing kind of works, I guess. I don't know. I don't have any idea how to deal with this kind of stuff. I mean, purchasing stuff nowadays doesn't mean that you own the stuff, right? You own the right to use the stuff. It's kind of like renting all over again. It sucks. It sucks doing all digital stuff. And it becomes worse when all of the things are right now, like what, connected to the internet. Like Shannon said right there, if the servers goes down or the company shuts down for whatever reason or no longer supported, all of the those works that you pour into, like what, for how many years, like games, right? You can no longer get it back. You can no longer access it back in the future. It all becomes like just memories. Nothing that you can go back and play again like the old days. Oh man, the future nowadays sucks. I hate the digital life. I mean, there's pros and cons doing all digital. First, conveniences, I guess. You no longer have to physically buy stuff and store it somewhere and only use it whenever that you are going to use it, like Blu-rays, CDs, DVDs, like that, you know. All of that needs somewhere to be placed on. We don't have that kind of commitment anymore, I guess.
We don't, but there's a solution. There is a solution to this.
Okay.
The industry won't like it.
Okay.
But there is a solution that exists to this. So there is a law, there's a copyright law in the States that says if I physically own something, a form of media, be it a tape, a song, something along those lines, right? If yes. I own it, I am allowed to make a copy of it, a backup for my personal use.
Yes.
So if something happens to the original, I can still use it. This needs to be the model moving forward. If you're going to go to this all digital future, okay? If you want to go to a future with no physical distribution of media, and I buy something, you have to let me download it, and I am allowed to make one copy of it to keep, to make my own physical version that I can watch and enjoy offline, be it a video game, be it a movie, be it a song. If I purchase the product outright, key word is the word purchase. If I purchase it, meaning I own a copy, I have to be allowed to make a backup. That way, if something happens, I still have it.
But you already know. That's not what
we're going to do.
But you already know why they don't go that route, right? Piracy?
Well, no. They can't stop you now. But going forward, this needs to be the thing. Because otherwise, you need to change what you're calling this. You need to call it a license. You can no longer say, I'm purchasing a video game. I am purchasing a temporary license.
Yes.
And that license needs to have a defined date and time of when it will expire.
Oh, all right. The right to use,
and that means... Right. But here's the thing. If we purchase a right to use license, that means it has to have a runtime. It has to have it begins on this date and it ends on this date. If it does, here's the problem. They can't pull it. They cannot pull things offline anymore. Because if I say I buy a copy of Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah.
And my license runs for 10 years. Just throwing a number out there.
Yeah.
They can't pull it down from a service for 10 years. But that's me. But that means that the next person who buys it 5 years later, they can't pull it down for another 10 years,
mm-hmm.
it creates an infinite complex where it has to stay up infinitely, or at least make it no longer purchasable and then let it run out the clock for anyone who's already purchased it.
I mean,
would be more hassle than letting us simply make a copy for ourselves.
I mean, doesn't like right to use fall under like a copyright law or something like that? Isn't it the same?
That's a fair use. It's not the same. Copyright only covers the ability to reproduce whatever it is. So there's fair use, which is a different thing.
Yes.
But copyright simply says that, hey, you cannot take this thing that I made and sold to you and then create another copy of it and sell it to somebody else. You're not allowed to do that. But as far as me owning the physical media and making a copy for my personal use, I'm allowed to do that.
Yeah, I didn't want to deal with all of the piracy stuff. Because it
would you're gonna make deal it with the piracy even, regardless.
Even easier to access the route to piracy, I guess.
They're doing such a great job now. Nintendo's over here suing emulator companies.
Yeah,
because their games are so easy to pirate. The piracy thing is never going to go away. No matter how you try to stop it, someone will always figure out a way around your shit.
Yeah,
piracy will always exist.
Nintendo has to deal with this because of the physical media, right? So
no. You're saying they have to deal with it because of physical media.
Yeah.
If I download a copy of a game
mm-hmm.
onto my Xbox, the data is on my Xbox.
Yes, but Nintendo always uses...
This isn't true for certain games.
Cartridges.
Right. But they also have digital games that I can buy on my Switch. Yeah. So if I have the information of the game on my Switch that I can play offline, that means all of the game data is on my Switch, meaning that if I can find a way to pull that data off of my Switch, I can then make a copy and create a way for me to play it off of the Switch or send it to a different system to play it.
Yeah.
Unless you're playing 100% cloud-based gaming, where the data is never actually sent to the console, piracy will always exist.
Yeah. But they don't want to make it even easier for the users to pirate stuff, right?
Then don't give us a reason to.
I mean, maybe that is the only way with the anime.
Well, no. Maybe. If you really think that people are going to be like, well, this is so people won't pirate our stuff. You're taking my things away. You're taking away my ability to own something that I'm purchasing with my earned money. I'm giving you my physical money for a product that you are deciding to take away from me. Explain to me why I should not just copy it and steal it so that I have what I paid for.
Yes. I know. I agree. That is fine and all with song, movie, all of the media. But how about games? Games nowadays relying on internet connection to even play, I guess, to even access. How do you deal with that? Even if you have the physical copy of that thing, if the server shuts down for some reasons, you cannot play the game anymore. Even though you have the...
Which is another problem.
Yeah.
I'm waiting on the lawsuit.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm waiting on the lawsuit.
You are waiting.
Because if you have a game that is not online-based,
mm-hmm.
so let's use Assassin's Creed. Assassin's Creed Valhalla
mm-hmm.
does not require internet to play the game. And what I mean by that is the game is not based solely online. Yeah. I'm not playing with other people. I'm not using the internet for anything that is involved in the act of gameplay. The internet is to prove I own shit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you take off the servers and I can no longer play a game that I purchased, so I own, and am I allowed to play in perpetuity, and I can't all of a sudden because you decided to take down your server, That means that you have removed my property. So you have made it so that my thing doesn't work anymore based on what you're doing. I'm waiting on the lawsuit for that. Because you have basically changed the terms of the contract. It's a very simple contract. I give you money, you give me the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm allowed to play the thing forever. If you say later on, no, you can't play the thing anymore. Okay, well, give my money back. You took my money so I can play the thing, but then you say, so I can't play the thing. That's not going to fly. That is going to be, they will be getting sued left and right for that.
I think going forward, they are going to create a new law for digital media. I think they will make, like, if you purchase something digitally, they have the rights to shut down the thing or something like that. And they will make it like that going forward.
See, and that's why I don't buy, or I rarely buy digital games that require that kind of shit. I'm not big into online gaming because, again, servers go down. I don't have a game anymore. I mean, and people can't be like, well, that doesn't happen often. Mm-hmm. There are games that literally shut down servers after 6 months because the reception was so bad.
Yes, yes. I mean,
so I shell out $60.
Mobile games are very guilty for this matter, right?
Well, mobile games are different because you don't pay for mobile games most of the time. You pay for content.
Yes.
And you go into that with the understanding that the content is useless without the game. Mm-hmm. So I'm paying for this stuff while I play the game. When the game's gone, the game's gone. If I purchase Mega Man 3 with the understanding that I can play Mega Man 3 forever,
mm-hmm.
I don't need anything else to play Mega Man 3 but the console that I physically have in my presence and the data that is now on my console, and then for no reason that is stripped from me, that is a very different situation.
How about you buy, like, skins and weapons in those games and those games shuts
down?
That's
the same thing with the mobile. That's the mobile thing.
Yeah.
Because you know that this is only going to be good until this game goes away. Until the servers go down, that's it. But if I purchase a game that does not use servers, why should my game go away?
Yeah. I mean, in the future, all of the things will be connected to the internet. Same goes for games. So it will shut down no matter what, even though you purchase the game, right? It all depends on the company.
No, I think piracy will catch up, and they'll have to figure it out. If you don't want to sell digital, if you don't want to sell physical media, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But you need to give us a way to create a physical copy of our media. We're not saying you have to provide the physical device to do so. But if I buy a DVD or a digital version of a movie, and I have a DVD burner, let me make a copy of my movie so that I own a physical copy in case something happens. Just let that happen and shut the fuck up. Because that's the only way to make so everybody stays where they're supposed to be.
Yeah. But still, like I said, it will be far more easier for people to pirate stuff. And they don't want to do that.
It's not going to be easier for people to pirate stuff. It's going to be the same as it is now for people to pirate stuff. I could go to the city right now. For those of you who don't know where I live, if I say the city, I'm talking about San Francisco. If I go to the city right now, and I go and I just look out on the corner, I'm like, okay, where is he at? There he is. And I walk up to a dude in a parking lot, hanging out on his trunk, and I'm like, yo, what you got? He will show me a list of movies that ain't even out yet. They're not on DVD. But he got them. If I say, no, I want a video game, he's like, oh, here you go. He got video games. Okay? You can't tell me that it's not easy to pirate already.
Guys,
freaking software update can make it so I can pirate stuff. A paper clip makes it so you can pirate things on your Switch if you have the old version. Okay? You can't tell me that it's going to make it easier to pirate things. It's not that hard now.
Guys, we here are not condoning for piracy, all right? We are just giving an example over here. So
I'm not telling you what to do. I'm simply explaining that it's not that hard.
So please support whatever creators or companies or whatever that you really like. Buy it legally. But yeah.
Let's put that to rest. This is by no means to say that you should not support the artists that are making the art that we all love.
Yes.
That's not what this is about. Artists deserve to get paid for their work.
Yeah.
Companies, yes, are entitled to turn a profit for what they put out. The point is that you cannot screw over the people who support you simply because you don't want to produce physical media anymore, or you don't want to hold up the end of a bargain that you created just because you bought another company and put you two together.
Yeah.
That is the company not giving a shit about the people that support them. That is the problem. When Crunchyroll, of all fucking places, started off as a piracy site, for those of you who didn't know, and then they went legit. Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to do right by the people that support you.
Yes.
All these people want is the ability to own the media that they already were promised when they purchased it.
Yeah. I mean, so they already purchased it then, too.
Right. All you got to do is say, hey, you own this. Okay, here. Check mark, check mark, check mark. It's a couple. My coding friends are going to talk shit. It's a couple lines of code. I'm sure it's more than that.
It's more than that.
For simplicity's sake, it's a couple lines of code.
Yes.
For simplicity's sake, it's just lines of code to say, hey, this person has this check mark. They can watch this without an active subscription. And then you just click a box. Yes. You can't tell me that that can't be done. You can't. You cannot tell me that can't be done. We know it can.
Can be done because they have your data previously. They just need...
Right. You merged your accounts.
Crossmark with the other apps, with Crunchyroll, I guess. Just give them.
No, when they merged, they gave you the option to combine your accounts.
Yeah.
So that you did not lose your data and your place in series and all that shit.
Yes.
You already know who bought what.
Yeah.
Just make it so that they can watch it without an active subscription,
mm-hmm.
and then people will shut the fuck up.
Yes.
You already allow for people to watch stuff offline. So what's the problem?
Yeah.
What's the problem?
This happens because they want to delete the stuff from the users, man. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, all right, at the end of the day, companies need to tread lightly, and we need to establish some new rules on how things are going to go in the digital future, because right now we're getting screwed over and it's not going to go well if it keeps going that way.
Yeah, we cannot do anything about it.
That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah.
Oh, we can and we will, just not yet.
Purchasing will not mean ownership going forward. You know, just mean like you can use the damn thing up to a certain point. And it all depends on the company.
That's a rental.
And it comes down to the companies to maintain the whole thing. Yeah, digital world sucks. Okay. Guys, if you have any comment or any say about this matter at all, you can always share it with us. Where can people share stuff with us, Shannon?
As always, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Threads at Shiitake Podcast. or shoot us an email, shiitakepodcast@gmail.com.
All right. Let's go into the main topic of the week.
All right, let's get to the meat and potatoes. The meat and potatoes.
Ladies.
This week we're I'm having some nostalgia here.
Nostalgia.
We will have some nostalgia here because we talked about this on the show last week about the SSS Gridman, Kamen Rider,
Ultraman, Super Sentai,
Ultraman.
Power Rangers.
All these shows had American equivalents where we just took the footage of the fight scenes and then we re-recorded all the like actual actor stuff.
Yeah.
And these held certain nostalgia points. So let's read the synopsis, we'll do scores and slogans, and we'll get talking about this. All right. Synopsis comes from animelist.net and it goes like this. Yuta Himeki wakes up in the room of Rika Takarada and notices two things. He has no memories, and he can hear a mysterious voice calling his name from a nearby room. On further inspection, he finds a robot which introduces itself as Hyper Agent Gridman. Behind the screen of an old computer, much to Yuta's surprise, Rika cannot hear Gridman, nor can she see the ominous monsters looming over a thick fog as it envelops the town outside. Another giant monster materializes in the city and proceeds to wreak havoc. Amidst the confusion, Yuta is once again drawn to the old computer and merges with Gridman. Suddenly, he appears in the middle of a battle and is forced to fight the monster. Together with Rika and fellow classmate Shu Utsumi, Yuta forms the Gridman Alliance to defeat the monsters plaguing the city and find whoever is responsible for their emergence. That's a synopsis for SSS Gridman from animelist.net. Scores and slogans. Lots, what you got?
Okay, I will give it a 5. Maybe 5.5.
Wow,
maybe.
Only a 5.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm.
Okay.
And my slogan for it is, you either hit restart or just kick the damn thing.
Okay. My score is... My score is probably going to be a 6.5. And slogan is, nostalgia never felt so good.
Really? Really?
Yes, really.
Okay, yes, really. Let's talk about it. I don't think this kind of show hold up to our audience demographic right now, I guess. This was meant for us who growing up watching all the Power Rangers and stuff when we were young. And watching this one, it felt like that. The story is just very simple, not too deep, in my opinion. And it was meant to the younger audience, all of this stuff, not for us, the mature audience, in my opinion.
I don't know if I agree with that. I think it was definitely appealing to the nostalgia from the old days, but I think it did make it so that it could reach some of the younger audience today. Like, if I showed this to like a 12-year-old, I think they might be into it, or like a 10-year-old, they might be into it.
Yes.
As far as keeping the interest of the older generation that was there before, yeah, I don't think they did a good job of that.
Yeah.
But I think they were hoping the nostalgia would carry them.
I mean, me personally would like to watch this kind of genre, the old ways, the live action way, I guess, where they use all of the, what do you call that? Not CG, physical.
You're talking about the visual effects.
Yes, visual effects.
The puppet stuff.
Yes, but all like the puppet stuff. The monster
suits and all that stuff.
Yes, I would prefer to watch those over this 2D animation. for this kind of genre, at least. Because I would like to see all
where
of this.
I think that's where the nostalgia comes in.
Yeah. Like all of the robot transformation and stuff. It will be far better with the old days, with the old school ways, live action style, with the limitation of CG and everything. But still, they still look good back then, I guess. But watching this in like 2D animation, it doesn't look that great. I don't know. It doesn't get to me, man.
I mean, okay, for me, seeing the old, like, vehicles that I remember as a kid, where they were, like, the physical effects, like, you saw the little tank driving around, like, an RC car.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. Mm. Like, seeing those again did hit the nostalgia buttons at all the right places, but the story did not help. It did not carry it. There was way too much left out.
Yes. Like,
what the hell is a hyper agent? Uh-huh. Where the hell are they actually? Where the fuck did she... What, Shinjo? Is that her name, Shinjo?
Who? Shinjo who?
Yeah, Akane Shinjo. Akane.
Oh, Akane.
Where the fuck did Akane go? No questions were answered in this show. It's just, hey, look at this cool stuff. And I mean, on one point, that's good, but on another point, not that great. I mean, I expect more these days, but I'm an old man. What can I say?
I suspect that if you watch the original old school Greek man, maybe you have all the answers. I think this is just my opinion. I don't do any research before this, but I think this is just an anime adaptation of the old school Greek man. So
I wouldn't doubt that at all.
We as a new audience, quote unquote, I guess, when we are watching this, we cannot relate to that. But from my understanding, the Greek man series is the whole thing. They have the whole universe tied to this Gridman stuff, the hyper agent stuff, I guess, not just Gridman. There are a whole bunch of them. SSSS, Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad, I guess.
Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad.
Yeah.
All shows I got as a kid. Yes, I know there's a connected universe, but that still doesn't absolve you from answering the questions. Especially when you ask those questions in the show. It's asked in the show. What's a hyper agent? And nothing. No explanation.
Maybe that is their way to make a new audience watch more of their stuff. Maybe.
That's not going to make me watch more. It's just going to annoy me.
Because there's another one called like SSSS Diner Zenon.
I saw that.
So I think they are correlated to each other, and there's a movie too. I don't know what it is called. I missed the chance to watch that in the cinemas a couple of months ago. So yeah. I would prefer to watch the old school stuff with all the puppets, costume, monsters.
All the terrible effects.
They will be far, far better.
And I say terrible with love. I say terrible with love. Because there's nothing like those old school effects in those movies. Godzilla, Gamera, Ultraman, yes. Gridman. Nothing like those effects existed. And it just hits so different. And it's so nice. Like, I like Pacific Rim, but if I watched Pacific Rim and it looked like that, I can't say if it would be better, worse, or equal. That should say something.
I mean, Pacific Rim is modern enough. If it existed before that, maybe it would be more cringier. I don't know. But yeah, cringe is the keyword here. Watching this in 2024 now, yeah, it hits a certain nostalgia factor in me. But this is not the way to watch the show, in my opinion. You should watch it live action way, man, all the way. If Power Rangers shows up on the TV right now, I will go watch it, Power Rangers, man. I just love all the Megazord and stuff. The transformation, that is the highlight of the episode every single week, man. Same goes for this one. This should be the highlight, the transformation with all the different armor, different accessories. This is the way they sell the merchandise, man. Dang. What do you think of the robots, the mecha in here, man?
It's not as good as I would have liked it to look.
Right.
The individual parts are good. The individual parts are good. The way they come together isn't as cohesive as I'm used to seeing. Like, yes, Power Rangers, they take the Megazords and they basically just like fold. Look, now it's an arm. I understand that. But this one, it still looked like it was unique pieces that weren't like that weren't part of a whole. Like, it didn't look like you could take all five of the support characters and turn it into one badass machine. It didn't look like that.
It didn't look like that, yes. Because one becomes like a sword, becomes a katana, one's become like a wing. But I don't know.
One becomes hands, one becomes legs.
Mm.
Like, it seemed like it should have been able to do a full combining thing, but it never did.
Never did, yeah. But I guess that is the charm of the show. They don't have to copy Super Sentai or Power Rangers because it is different enough, because the way the main characters transform is kind of like Ultraman. But the way Power Rangers do stuff, they go into the robots themselves, I guess. yeah, I don't know. Maybe I will check out the old stuff if I can find it anywhere, because it was released in the 80s. So my hopes can go so high, man. other than that, just okay. It's just okay. I'm glad I'm checking this one out. The story is decent enough. It makes me intrigued for what else can they do in this universe. Because in this world, in this Great Man world, this part of the city, I guess, is all simulated. And Akane is the god that controls stuff. She is the one who created the city and everything. So, yeah, there's that. Like Shannon said, we don't have any background story of what's going on with the world. All we know that the Hyper Agent was sent there to solve some stuff with Kaiju and everything. And then they go back to their spaceship or something. Still so much that going on with this universe. Maybe I will check out the old stuff then. How about you? What do you think?
I probably will go check out the old stuff. I don't think I need to, but it just felt incomplete. Yeah. It felt incomplete. And like another one for me was like, yeah, he got the five like add-ons, but why did his homeboys never get like code words? Like Rika and Sho. Why did they never get to be part of like the true Gridman Alliance? Like, why didn't they get to turn into weapons? Like, that would have been dope. Like, even if like, say, like Halimer got hurt and Boar got hurt, and they were just filling in.
It was never meant to be that way. That would have been cool to see. It was never meant to be that way.
Well, you can't say what you hold on. Time out. You can't say it was never meant to be that way. Yeah. They're making this.
Yes.
They get to choose how it's going to be. So you can't really just say it wasn't meant to be that way. They could have made it that way. It really just feels like Sho and Rika was just like, meh. Nobody cares about you. Like you could have let them transform one time. Just one time. Like Boar and Caliber were in the car and the kaiju stepped on them and they were unconscious and wouldn't wake up. So you borrow their transformers and then you get to be Caliber and Boar for one time. And then they come back and it's like, oh, they're fine. Oh, here's your stuff back. It was great helping Gridman. It would have been cool.
In the traditional anime recipe, I would like to see that happen. But in this kind of genre, even in the old days, all of the support characters or just their friends was never meant to transform into the stuff. They were meant to just be a bystander and helping from the outside.
Well, that's not entirely true.
Mostly
look
true.
At Power Rangers. There's plenty of times in Power Rangers where a friend ended up being like, oh, I need someone to fill in. Here's a morpher. And they turn into a goddamn Power Ranger.
You could have easily made
this happen. Maybe.
Yes.
I've never watched them in Japanese, so I can't say. And there's a lot of fucking Super Sentai to go through for that shit. I'm not doing it. My point is, you can't tell me there wasn't one time where a friend was like, hey, I want to help. And then their friend didn't get made into a fucking Sentai at some point. You can't tell me that never happened.
Yeah, that probably
in
happened.
In all the years of Super Sentai, you can't tell me that didn't happen one time.
That is Power Rangers, man. This is like something else. Hyper Agent, you know?
Don't say Hyper Agent like it's its own genre. It's not. They are all apples off the same tree, bro. Don't give me that.
There are apples with different colors. This is a blue apple.
I don't care. The blue apple could still take a little bit of the seeds from a red apple, okay? You could have easily just been like, oh, we're going to borrow this little sprinkle right here. Because obviously they had no problem taking the whole giant mecha combiner shit. They didn't have a problem with that. So if you could borrow that, you could borrow that little bit.
I mean, what
give the people what they want.
What frustrates me the most is that this so-called rival, I guess, the first villain, becomes like a copycat of Gridman right at the end. And not the other red. Oh my god. They left these two characters just be a bystander and make this kaiju turn into another Gridman.
Right.
Wow.
You let that bastard be Gridman, but you couldn't make him like just turn into like a weapon. You couldn't make him a sword. You couldn't make him a gun. Nah, you'd be like, nah, just stay at the house. Just stay at the house and watch me fight. That's all you gotta do. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. But overall, I'm having fun watching this. Even though I would prefer watching it like the live action way, the old school way. Maybe I will check out more of the stuff, the other universe, I guess, and see how it goes. Maybe I will become like a very, very late fans of this genre, of this series, I guess. Okay, memorable scene, man. Is there any?
It's not like a happy scene, but it's like when they kill like the babies, like the baby kaiju, and all of a sudden that evil like jester looking ass kaiju comes, rips itself out of his body and just starts smashing the fuck out of Gridman. That was a good scene.
Oh, yeah, yes. It was pretty well done. For me, when Akane turned the whole mountain into a kaiju.
That was a good kaiju.
And not just that. Gridman was left in the store, like far away in the other city. And this 5 hyper agent, I guess, brought the damn computer to the other city so that Yuta can transform into Gridman. Wow. So much effort, man. Just to transform into Gridman. Oh my god. Oh my god. It's just ridiculous. And I love it. And the whole transformation scene, even though it is not up to par with the original stuff, I guess, still enjoyable watching them. Not really like perfectly animated, but still, it just hits the nostalgic factor, the nostalgia sense in me. But yeah, characters, favorite characters.
For looks of the character, what was his name? Max. Just from an aesthetic point, Max was dope. Max was dope. Other than that, I didn't really have a favorite character. He was the one with the big metal jaw.
Oh. Okay. I like Rika. Yes. And also Rika's mom.
Okay. Anybody ask who your waifu was supposed to be, bro? Oh, and that reminds me. Can we talk about why did Shinjo come up in this show looking like the most like etchy waifu bait ever?
For no reason. Just look like that one girl, that bitch from Rent a Girlfriend. I don't know about that.
But her whole like the first, I think it was the first and second episode, and then the beach episode. Yeah. She just came out looking like a straight snack. Like they were just doing camera angles and shots just to be like, look at the titties. Just look at them. Why? What purpose did that serve in this show?
That would never happen in the Japanese live action stuff. But yeah, maybe that is the one way that they try to get audience to watch this show, I guess. Fan service, right?
Right, but that's also what makes it weird. That's what makes it weird, because that's the only fan service in the whole show.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, old people, we know you like the nostalgia, and here's some titties. Hey, young kids, ignore the titties. Here's a show for you. Make up your mind.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, the fan service is just weird, but yeah. Least favorite characters, man.
Probably Akine.
Honey, huh? Yeah, at first, she's a bit handful, a bit annoying. But once we know the whole story behind her, I cannot hate her as much. If I want to hit someone, that demon, I guess, Carib or something, his name is, that transform...
Oh, the real villain?
Yes. That transform human into kaiju or something.
What is
like
this
that.
Whole deal? Like, why does Akane need him to make kaiju? Where did he come from?
Yes, we don't have...
None of this makes sense.
That kind of answer, yeah. We don't have the answer for that kind of question. Yes, that is still a mystery. And like you said, we don't know where she's gone to. She's supposed to be the god for that world. And she's gone now. And I think when she's gone, the whole city just crumbled, right? Right?
No, the city was supposed to survive. That's why Auntie stayed there, because that way he could protect the city.
Yeah.
And we know it doesn't crumble. We know it doesn't crumble because apparently Auntie comes back in the next series, the Dinozen or whatever.
Yes.
Auntie's supposed to come back.
I think the guardian of the city was the Fog Kaiju, that little girl that go into the train with Yuta that one time. I think that is the guardian of the whole city that maintain the whole stuff, I guess. Yeah, there's still a lot of mysteries in there. But maybe I will check them out. Maybe I will get the answer in the original series. Who knows? So in conclusion, it is a decent show. It hits a certain nostalgia senses in me, I guess. I would prefer watching the old stuff with all the puppets, with the micro, the little buildings and everything get crumbled. Not blown up
and all the sparks and shit.
Yes, the victory stand with the explosion. I would like to see
the that. Final slash, and all of a sudden you see them behind you and they pose, and all of a sudden, boom!
Yes.
Yeah. Great shit.
Great shit, man. Just great shit.
Hit all the nostalgia buttons, man.
If Power Rangers, Megazord.
Now I'm thinking about that.
Yeah, with the big slot. Yeah.
That's what's playing in my head right now. The Megazord slashing through.
Yeah.
And then right before this, like when they're about to win, the theme start kicking in. Go, go, Power Rangers. And all of a sudden, just slash. And it's like,
yes.
Power Rangers. Boom. Ooh. It's like,
victory sign. Explosion behind the Megazord. Yes. That's the way to go. And they also play the original Gridman song in the final battle, at least. I hate the opening and ending song of this. They should have stick with the original Gridman song. That is a waste of opportunity right there. But yeah, I don't know. So if you are a new audience to watch this, it's just an okay show. Go watch the old stuff. Go watch Power Rangers. You will get more excitement and fun watching them than watching this new 2D animation stuff. Shannon, last word?
I mean, if you want to show it to, like, I would probably skip the scenes with the overuse of titties, and I'd probably watch this with my son. I think he'd have a good time with it, but... Yeah, I mean, it's okay. It hits the nostalgia buttons for me, but I would never be like, this is an amazing show. Everybody got to watch it. No, it's okay. it's good for nostalgia. It's good for them feels. That's about it.
Yeah. So I guess that's it. That is the end of our review of SSSS. Great man. If you like what you heard here, please give us a like, give us a follow, and give us a rating on whatever platform that you listen this podcast on. So, Shannon, for our Fungi Fam, what are we going to watch next?
So, I'm going back to my blind bag of stuff. That is TikTok.
TikTok again.
I'm finding shows that look interesting, and we're going to see if they any good. So, we are looking at Kimono Jihen for next week.
Kimono Jihen. Or in English, it is called Monsters Incident. So yeah, TikTok stuff.
Monster Incident. Okay.
We will see how it goes. I don't know nothing about the show. To be honest with you, never heard of it. But yeah, let's go with that.
Neither did I.
If you have any comment or suggestion regarding our show or any of our future show, you can always hit us up on the interweb. Where can people find us on the interweb, Shannon?
As always, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Threads at Shiitake Podcast, or shoot us an email at shiitakepodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah. All right. With that being said, let's end the podcast like usual. So, if your old stuff doesn't run well, try to restart it. Or even better, just kick the damn thing, man. And you know what? Doing so, please be safe and please don't die.
You know, when you're creating kaiju to destroy everyone you don't like, just to make your ideal world, as since you are God, there is still time to show everyone your opai.
Too much opai.
God knows why you did it, but you did it.
Yeah. She's a god with opai. So there you go.
Opai.
Let's see me now, Shannon. Shiitake.
Shiitake.